And it's quite possibly, for the first time ever, you'll see restaurants that won't actually have a steak on their menu because it's too dear. Because we don't want to get the feeling that the customer is paying way too much. But it's on the cards and it's coming down. It's ticking fast. It's been a case where the farmer was never paid enough. And now you see what has happened over the years is they've reduced the national herd because they weren't getting enough money for the cattle. And they reduced the national herd by 200,000. So now what has happened is you see the supermarkets are coming in and they're buying up everything. Obviously, the price of beef is going to soar. And what you will see is within a few weeks, I can guarantee it, you'll see price increases by the supermarkets because beef is so scarce. You'll see the prices going up and up and up. So like, and already we're seeing that government policies wouldn't have helped through the years. They wouldn't have helped the farmer because the grants were reduced. So then the farmer said, well, you know what? I'm not going to keep the cattle anymore. But now what's happening is there's a supply and demand. And obviously the supply is quite big. So the farmer is getting exactly really massive amounts what he wants. But therefore then it has to be passed on to someone. And the supermarkets, restaurants, gastro pubs, you name it, are going to unfortunately bear the brunt of it. And the most important person that loses out is the consumer.
When it comes to restaurants passing on the price that they are currently paying and passing on the additional cost, I know it's a move that they don't take lightly, but is it inevitable that they're going to have to do that?
Well, like it is, because I tell you, if you look at it realistically, and this is across the board, and you're going to see this in the next few weeks within the supermarkets. So say, for instance, you were buying a kg of mince. So you used to buy that kg of mince to make your burgers, say, you know, you were paying $5.50, $6.50 for good quality mince off your butcher, your local butcher. What is going to happen now is that mince is going to go to 10 euros a kg. So therefore, it has to be passed on to the consumer. But the restaurateur doesn't want to do that. The gastro pub that's serving the burger doesn't want to do that, or the burger chain. But McDonald's are coming in, buying it up, you know, so on and so on, and they're buying it and they're storing it. So therefore, there's a massive problem with getting it. So we have to diversify and change our menus.
Ready to go further or take your ambitions to the next level? It's time to commit to curiosity with a postgrad at UL. Whether you want to enhance your career opportunities or pivot to a new one, University of Limerick has a diverse range of full-time, part-time and short postgraduate programmes designed to set you up for success. Go further and commit to curiosity at ul.ie. That's ul.ie.